It's the Crisco Kid Block Party.
Yeah. 93.3, what up, Crisco Kid? As promised to you, 510. If you've been following on Twitter, Facebook, everything at Crisco Kid or at Hot 93.3 Hits, that you would know we got DNCE joining us this afternoon.
What's up, Crisco?
All right, DNC check in. Who's on the line?
What up? It's Joe here.
This is Cole.
All right, there we go. There we go. Now what happened to Jack and Ginger? What, they were too good for the call today?
They're surfing today, son.
Hey, if I was in Cali with that weather, I would be doing the same thing. Hey, congratulations on everything.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
I might be one of the guys. I mean, I'm sure you probably get this question a lot, but a lot of us still wondering what exactly does cake by the ocean mean?
You know, it can be literal. It can literally be a pastry by a big body of water, or, you know, it can be something that happens if you take somebody your fancy on down by the ocean, and, you know, it can be a little more romantic, a little sexier if you want it to be, but it's just whatever you want it to be when you hear that song.
But Cole, come on, man. Give me the real, because, you know, the bass player, he's always the cool one out the group. So your definition of what it really means is a little something different, right?
You know, I've had several cakes by several oceans. I've also had donuts by a river. You know, I've had a whole bunch of different stuff.
There you go. Now, look, real quick, Super Bowl, a lot of people talking about already, big games yesterday. I don't know if you're a Broncos fan. I don't know if you guys are Panthers fans. But who do you got coming up, Super Bowl 50? Panthers, Broncos, what's the call?
Man, I would like to see Manning take one home. One more time. I think it'd be kind of cool to watch.
Right. Now, you know, defense, they say defense wins the big championship here. Are you really feeling like the Broncos can step up and make that happen, or is Cam Newton just too strong?
Oh, man, I think they're both fantastic quarterbacks.
Fellas, I feel like we're being too politically correct here, man. Just go ahead. Give me the call. Panthers, Broncos, Joe first.
I'm going to go with the Broncos, my friend.
All right, Cole, give me your pick. Who you picking here?
Ooh, I'm picking 1992 Raiders with Bo Jackson.
Well, hey, now, look, Grease Live, that's coming up this Sunday. Are you guys fans of the original movie, the musical?
We're big fans, man. That's such a huge part of pop culture and just, you know, theater and music. So, yeah, we love it. We're honored to be a part of it.
And that's going down this Sunday night on Fox. You might want to set your DVR for that. Any surprises, or have you guys been rehearsing and everything? Now, is this live, or you guys kind of pre-recorded and it runs live?
It's live. Well,
it's live. We have rehearsals, but it's going to be straight up live.
Nice. All right, well, look, Patricia, a.k.a. at LoveLoveLove343, she says she loves the EP, but when is the album coming out?
As of right now, we're just shooting for August. You know, we like songs about the summer and beaches, so I think the best time is right around that time.
All right, and then one last thing before you go, I got to ask this question, Joe. Now, this one is to you. If you were a fan and not necessarily part of either Jonas Brothers or DNCE, whose music, or who do you think you would be a bigger fan of, Jonas Brothers or DNCE?
I would say, look, you know, I love the years of the Jonas Brothers, but it's nice to be able to create some new stuff. So I really hope people like the new record that DNC puts out.
Very well said. Hey, thank y'all so much for checking in, Joe Jonas. Cole Will, thank you so much. DNCE.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.